From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. An initiative launched by the State Auditor's Office to beef up security at Missouri's public schools is now 2 years old. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us how it's going.
Local education officials, for the most part, say it's working, though attempts to hack into school records appear to be on the rise. C.J. Huff is an advisor for the Missouri Center for Education Safety, which is part of the State School Board Association. He says one thing they're working on is limiting the number of employees that can access private information.
You know, who has access to particular information that could be sensitive, and what's the protocol for being able to access that information. So this is just not open to everybody, but having some checks and balances.
In addition, State Auditor Nicole Galloway says training on how to both prevent cyber attacks and respond to them will continue. She also wants the legislature to pass a law requiring school districts to notify parents if there's a data breach at their child's school. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A mural dedicated to local community members in Central Columbia was unveiled Sunday afternoon at Optimist Park. It took 10 weeks to paint the mural on a park fence, and the project was part of the Career Awareness-Related Experience Program, which helps adolescents find entry-level jobs. About 50 people gathered to see the mural, a joint effort between Jabberwocky Studios, the City of Columbia, and students who participated in CARE. This career program is administered through the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department and hires at-risk 14 to 20-year-olds who live or go to school in Columbia. The University of Missouri system will evaluate new Title IX guidelines related to sexual assault on campus issued Friday by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. DeVos rescinded Obama-era policies in which campuses adhered to a preponderance of evidence standard of proof when students were accused of sexual assault. The new temporary guidelines allow for colleges and universities to adhere to a clear and convincing standard of proof for sexual assault investigations, according to the New York Times. DeVos had said the Obama rules were unfairly skewed against the students accused of assault. The Columbia Missourian reports that in a statement Friday, DeVos says schools must continue to confront these horrific crimes and behaviors head-on. But she adds, the process must also be fair and impartial, giving everyone more confidence in its outcomes. During the 2015-2016 school year, the Title IX office received 189 reports from students of non-consensual sexual activity. Missouri prisons have been ordered to eliminate smoking after an asthmatic inmate serving a life sentence for two murders won a court judgment. The Kansas City Star reports Missouri prisons have been ordered to go smoke-free by April 1st because of the lawsuit filed by inmate Denzel Washington. Washington sued the state because he said he kept getting paired in a cell with a heavy smoker, despite doctors' orders that he needed to be in a smoke-free area. This case has been working its way through the federal courts for a decade. Missouri already banned smoking inside prison buildings, but evidence at trial showed that inmates are commonly written up for smoking in their cells. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.